Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I don't know who took the pictures. I didn't see one from you. Did you? Were you there? Lely, did you meet him? Did they take a pic? I remember when. I didn't see. What? Man, the man. Thank you for being here, man. Okay. Welcome back to everybody. Welcome home to everybody. It's interesting. I was driving to Yeshiva this morning, and certainly coming back, all of us having had spent like really quality family time. So it's hard to always end the family time, being with your kids, being with my wife all day. And to come back is hard, but I called my wife to express that I'm thankful the place I go, that I'm very appreciative to be here. Very. It's still always difficult coming from family time, but I really appreciate what we have here, what we're part of, and it's exciting to be back here and to learn together and grow together and schmooze together. It's been a wonderful day. I want to specifically welcome everybody back. I want to express how wonderful it is. Two brothers are here, and I always like, we're a sugya of mishpacha, family, and I always like when people are there for their brothers. And watching Yonatan over the year close to Yedidya, this is a treat. I didn't know we'd come back to finding Yedidya and Yonatan here. I want to welcome Yedidya and Yonatan. Yonatan and Yedidya. My dream, my hope is that we just kidnap Yedidya and have him here. And maybe we'll kidnap Yonatan also and get him back. Okay. Are you working these days, Yonatan?
Yeah.
Wow. So the boss let it anyway to bring your brother.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. A welcome back to everybody. It's good to have everybody back home. Chaim Zev, welcome home. Thank you for being here. Thank you very much. I want to share a subject. Avi, welcome home, Avi. I want to talk about Chaim Zev. I want to talk about a very, very delicate, sensitive topic that I need to like give an introduction. I'm going to share something with Chedushei Arim, something that I think is incredible. I'm like very taken by this vart from the Chedushei Arim. It's not a cute vart, but it needs an introduction because money is extremely important. And money is going to be, every single guy here is one day, Be'ezus Hashem, going to be married to a wonderful wife and have children, Be'ezus Hashem. And by the way, when you get married and have a wife and children, you need to support them. And you're going to promise. You're going to sign a ksuba, and you're going to promise to support a family. I'll tell you something interesting. That sometimes I'll go somewhere, I'll travel to speak somewhere, and I make money from going to a speech. I'll get paid sometimes. And I like bringing home a check. It feels very, very good to bring home a check to my wife. Very good. It's geschmack. A man promises to support his wife and to keep what you promise, a big thing. And a man working, supporting a family is very, very special. The Gemara Bava Metzia describes somebody who's Oisa Chesed Kol HaYoyim V'Chol HaLayla, is like completely Misdabek to Chesed. Who is this person? The Gemara says a man who works to support his wife and children. So it's a very big deal. A guy goes to work in the morning, earns a parnasa. I picture Avram, you're going to have a beautiful family, Avram. And you're going to go every morning, and you're going to go work, support a wife and children. It's wonderful. So money is a very, Chaim Zev, the older I get, I'm getting much more into money. I'm very happy. I'm getting more into money as I get older. I wasn't always like this, but I'm really appreciating money is precious, so cool, so special. You know, it's with money, you buy your kids a pair of pants, you need money. One day you're going to want to do Chesed Yisroel. You're going to want to buy, you're going to have cool kids. You're going to have to buy a nice pair of slacks for your kids. But a mamish, a nice pair of slacks. Pants.
Super not cool, but yeah.
Super not cool. Slacks are just another way of saying pants. I don't know. Cool slack. Isn't that just the way of saying pants, Chaim Zev?
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore? Okay. Yeah. I date myself, but.
Trousers.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like trousers. Like, yeah, yeah. Let's bring it back.
It's like saying. Is slacks so out of touch to say slacks? I don't know. I didn't think. But a guy. Yeah, us English fellas say trousers. That's what we say. But I thought Americans say a slacks, like a nice pair of pants. Anyway, whatever you want to call it, to buy your child a nice shirt, you want to buy your child things, costs money. Money is very, very precious. It's a gift from Hashem and incredibly, incredibly valuable. Tremendous gift. And you own your money. It's not real yours. You own your money. Bailus is a big sugya. Ownership's a big thing. I get upset. I want you to remember this. Be very careful. One day, you're going to have beautiful children. Yehuda, I want you to remember this. You're going to have beautiful children. Do not force them to share too aggressively. People get your kids. They get nervous. They freak. Because your kid, you're going to invite over. You're going to have these cool kids, Yehuda. And he's going to have a friend over. Your son's going to say, mine. And he's going to grab all the Lego. Mine. The kid, and you're like, oh, you're freaking. Yeah, I don't know why the kid with bad knee. The son, kid, don't worry. Calm. Your kid's going to be just fine. Bailus is very important. Ownership. It is his. It's his. And that's like an important. Mine. You'll see very young ages mine. That's not bad me. This, oh, my kid has bad me, so he doesn't share. And often the kid sharing, just like a beaten up kid, doesn't have any bailus. There's no ani. Very good, he has an ani. The self wants to acquire. That's very natural. To want to acquire is very natural. The want mine is wonderful. Now, you have to balance it as a parent because you want your kid. Kids are not going to want a kid who says mine. It's not very fun to be his friend. And you want his friend to come over, so quietly you'll make sure the other guy gets stuff that's his also. But don't rip it out. Don't force your kid. He's asserting bailus. People teach their kids to share before they learn bailus. I don't know if that's a share. A little kid, people go to little kids. They say, can mommy have a lick? And the kid like wants to give mommy, then remembers that it's mine. It's a lot of fun to watch. On the plane, somebody's holding a little kid. Can mommy have a lick? And the kid's like, then the kid like, ha. The kid like pulled back. Like, there was like, yeah, it's tempting mommy to have a lick. You find your lolly, this is mine. I was like impressed. The little kid, can mommy have a lick? They started moving over, then remembered, it's mine. Bailus is a big thing, mine. I own, this is mine. Don't be too overly aggressive. Now, the way you teach your kids to share is you share. You share your stuff. That's the best. They see sharing, they'll learn to share, don't worry. And you have to work it out, because they're not going to be a very good chill if they're always mine, mine, mine. So quietly, behind the back, pass some toys to the other kid also. Make sure you work it out. But it's very, very normal. Bailus, a sense of mine, is very normal. And there's something called bailus. People own things. Ownership is a big part of this world, that you can own things. Mine. This is mine. This belongs to me. I'll tell you a funny thing with bailus, a very funny thing. I'm going to advise, don't get upset. I'm only going to tell you this if the guys promise not to get upset at the parents if I say this. No, it won't help saying it, don't worry. You might get upset. Nobody meant bad. I'm just advising for your own families. Yehuda, one day with your children, I'm very into, you could do punishments, be strict, be lenient. It's probably not a good idea, things you buy your kids, to take it away if they misbehave. If you give them a phone, don't shut off service and misbehave. Don't take it back. Because what will happen is you don't give your kids gifts. You just give them, what's a leash? It's a leash to control them. It's not a gift. See, because then you gift it to your kid, it says, now don't take it back. Don't, oh, but if you're not behaving, I'll shut it down. Otherwise, you stop. Now, don't get angry. Your parents did this. They meant well, and you still turned out amazing. So clearly, I'm not saying a rule. It's probably better not. Don't use gifts you give your kids as ways to control. Otherwise, you can never give them anything. Because everything's very conditional. If I may, to me, you buy your kid a phone, he owns the phone. It's on recording. I'm not trying. If somebody does it different, any child, don't use this against your parent. The parent has a right to do it different. It's advice, not a chayv. The only chayvis are the ones Hashem says. Advice is probably if you give your child something, don't use it to control him or her. You gave it. Give. Bailus, ownership. People own things. It's theirs. You give it to your child. It's his. There's something called bailus.
What about certain times you use that?
There's such a thing. People give things for certain times. Like they don't want the kids staying up late at night. Make sure they get to sleep on time. I like that. Don't let your kids up. I'm not the pushover. For all you chevra, be tough on your kids. None of this light stuff. I like tough. The kid goes to sleep on time, into bed. I hate you. I don't, into bed. Don't, none of this. I get nervous. The guys are going to be too soft. You're allowed to be firm. You're allowed to be strict. You're allowed to say, now's not the time. You're not playing computer. Chevra, don't be afraid to be strict, to be tough. Connect and relate and be present. Everybody do your style of chinuch. I'm not here. I'm not, literally not. There are different styles that all work. Be connected and be present. Be close to your children. Mamish close, but mamish. You're a little stricter, a little more lenient. Givalik, I'm not here. I'm not telling you guys how to be mechanic.
You're strict, you have to be careful.
Yeah. Loving and present. Yeah. If you lean, you got to be careful also. You got to also. You have to be careful. A person has to be present to their child. Very present. Daniel, what I want to say is like this. This is what I want to get to. But I want to get to. It needed an introduction. You'll hear why. It's very sensitive. If somebody says this Kedusha Arim, every truth could be dangerous. What we're going to learn together could be very dangerous and misused entirely. What I'm about to say can contradict the value of money and can contradict there's something called bailus. So I want to give an introduction. There's something called ownership. You own things, not me. It's yours. I can't just take it away. It's yours. It's yours. Sometimes even nobody means bad in school. They'll take away. You can't be a ganav. It's his. He really owns it. Like real. Bailus is a real thing. Somebody owns something. People really own things. And it's given to them. And it's theirs. I don't demand this for anybody. I think at a certain age, there's advice. I think at a certain age, and I'm not saying what it is, maybe 18, 20, you should give your kid his room. I think so. Then you go in there only with rishos. I think, again, somebody could argue, I'm not coming here to be strict on kids. There's something called bailus that I want to express. There is something called bailus. Now, so I think it's very important to know there's something called, nothing I'm saying is against that there's something called bailus, and money is crazy valuable, crazy. You're all going to have a wife and children. Rent is expensive, my friends, and you have to earn money, and Hashem gives money. Somebody could pay for rent. You know, if you have money, you could buy Shabbos food. It's crazy. You could mamish buy your family. You could buy nice treats for your children for Shabbos. You could buy your kid a pair of pants, a big thing. A nice shirt, mamish. Your daughter, buy her nice clothing, mamish. But mamish, nice stuff, mamish. The best stuff. You know what it means? To buy your kid a fancy coat is a big thing. But a nice one. He might need it. You might have a son who needs a moose knuckle coat, needs it. So you have to make sure. And you get money and you can buy a moose knuckle coat for your son. It's wonderful. So money is very precious. Money is important. Bailus is a real thing, ownership. So now we could roll up our sleeves. It needs that introduction, otherwise it could be misused, this Chedushi Arim. I need the guys to come from this place of understanding. Now Chedushi Arim, listen to this. I think this is magical. I want Avi to hear this. This is, Yehuda, I want to learn Torah with you, but real. He's not saying, Tzadikim didn't learn. When I quote the Chedushi Arim, please understand, Revezi and I together are becoming chassidish. What's happened, we've spoken about this. this is a tzaddik learning Torah. As he always says, if that's pshat, then I'm in. And I mean this, they're tzaddikim real, they're not trying, the Chidush HaRim wasn't, hey, let me say something sharp and like Ishmael, you're not trying, I promise. They were absorbing Torah. The Chidush HaRim was coming from the Beis Medrash Rabbanim, and when you learned, you got Yidden would like Torah. Yidden like Torah. And Yidden, well, Yisrael Vairai Sechadu, when you learn like this. They learned very personally. Hashem was talking to them. You'll hear how the Chidush HaRim learned Torah. You'll hear what a tzaddik like learned. He wasn't trying to say, "Oh, it's so geschmack." What a chabnei. Hashem like spoke to him. So listen to what the Chidush HaRim heard. I hope you'll learn Chumash different when you hear this. Came the Chidush HaRim in Parshas Lech Lecha years before. God promises Avram Avinu that your children will go through a lot. Va'avadum ve'inu oisam. They'll be pained. They're going to get to servitude. They're going to go through very hard years. Your children that you're dreaming of building, your people, Am Yisrael, us, are going to go through very hard years. Achrei kein, after this hard years, yetzu berchosh gadol, they'll get out and they'll be rich. Hashem promises Avram Avinu that we'll leave Mitzrayim, rich people. Achrei ken yetzu berchosh gadol. Now Hashem keeps this promise twice. Weirdly, and it's not what I'm talking about today exactly, Hashem keeps this promise of leaving Mitzrayim rich twice. When we initially leave Mitzrayim in Parshas Bo'i, so Hashem asks us a favor. Daber na baznayam. We just wanted out of Egypt. Nice to see you, Moshe. Sorry. A Yid in Florida tells me all the Waterbury music is beautiful. He said, I love it. I live for it. All the Waterbury music is beautiful. He said, but there's one song. You were with me. He said, there's one song. He said, all the music. He said, there's a song. It's different. He was like waxing poetic. He said, what song? He said, there's a Bachar Moish. He said, he asked me and Shlomo, where could I get a hold of it? Where could I get a hold of that song? He like was moved beyond. I'm telling you a story. That song, Maisha, because from Maisha's Erica Hearts to the world. Maisha the Yid was wild. Yeah. Yid in Florida. He's representing thousands of Yid. But he said that song, he asked Shlomo, where can I get a hold of it?
Oh, Moshe, you're famous.
He was upset. That has to be recorded. So Shlomo told him where to access it. So welcome home, Moshe Zarek. Oh,
yeah.
What? It hit. Why is like, why do you like vanilla ice cream? It hits. What can I tell you? True story. Two witnesses, me and Shlomo. Oh, that's what he was asking. Why the Moshe Zeriker song? No, he liked the specific Moshe. Now we're on the same page.
Rav Yid, you gotta get on the Moshe Zarika chant, bro.
Now I'm happy. Okay, I'm catching. You hear what he thought of you? So ask the Chidush HaRim. Ask like this. So Hashem promises we're gonna leave Mitzrayim, Avram. Avi Stark with me. Hashem promises we're gonna leave Mitzrayim, Avila wealthy. Yeah? So before we leave Mitzrayim, we just want it out, Mechi. We just want to leave. We're sick of we were tortured for many decades. We just want to leave. Hashem says, Daber na ba'aznayam. please speak to Klal Yisrael. Vayishalu ishmeish reyeyu. They should borrow from the Egyptians money. Before you leave, I need you to be rich. I promised Avram Avinu you'd leave rich, so please borrow cash. And Hashem gives the Chena on Bnei Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim liked us. Now, upon exiting Egypt, we're loyal to God. So it says, Uvnei Yisrael asu kedvar Moshe. They did what Hashem asked us. Vayishalu mimitzrayim klei ches v'klei zav u'smolos. We borrowed a lot of money from the Mitzrayim. Vayinatzu, we cleaned out Mitzrayim with borrowed money. So we became rich like Hashem promised because we borrowed Mitzrayim's money. And that we owed it back. We borrowed it. Later on in Parshas B'Shalach, this past week's Parsha, we became much wealthier. The Mitzrayim, bizarrely, when they went to chase us in the desert, brought all the money of the kingdom for some strange gzeirah min hashamayim, that they decided to travel, they're fighting us, to bring all their money. When they attacked us, they end up drowning in the Yamsuf, and we got all their money. They were dead. We won the war. Hashem deaded them, and all their money is ours.
That was the covenant.
All their money became ours. The question the Chedushi Arim asked, and a Yid in Florida asked me this kasha. I was proud of him. And anybody who reads the story, Hashem promised us to be rich. Why do we become rich borrowing money? It's not ours. Ask the Chedushi Arim such an intelligent question, Avi. Why do we first become rich from borrowing money, Avi, from them? That rich means you own it. Bailos, ownership.
Mine.
Now, I want to admit that if you borrow a lot of money, you're still rich, because money makes money, you're rich. If you could borrow $1 million for a few years, you'd be a zillionaire. Borrowed money helps. So I do want to express that. Somebody lends you money for a business, money makes money. So if you have access, if somebody lends you $10 million, you're a shtickel rich in a funny way because money makes money. But it's a pella. Why is our first money the promise, the lead berchosh gadol? Now if you listen to the Lashon, v'achrei ken yetzu, then they'll leave berchosh gadol with a big wealth. One would guess you would own it.
What's not owned? Show me, Rebbe.
Vayishalom, they borrowed. To borrow.
Is that not a bailos?
Hashem speaks there and says, Dabina, speak to them, Bosneyam. Vayishalu, to borrow. Ishmeish Reyeyu. Here is Vayishalom, they borrowed.
Do they have to give it back?
What? You have to give it back.
So the
what?
The Mitzrim?
Yeah. Now they died. They died. Then it's ours.
Borrowing not a certain type of bailos?
So I want to admit. I want to admit what Daniel, what Yehuda said, that you borrowing, it's not bailos, but it is good to have a lot of money. And one could say you're rich. If somebody hands you $100 million, you have to give it back, you're rich. Because $100 million makes $100 million easily. It makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
See, it's true, but you'll return $100 million. $100 million could make hundreds of millions.
How is it borrowing and not stealing? Did we get no permission?
We got permission. It's Ryan Blood. Yeah.
Then why are we going around to find out where all the money is?
We want the notes. They couldn't deny it, but they ended up giving permission.
Permission?
Yeah.
What do you mean? The Mitzrayim said, take our money.
They liked us. They were like, please, here, can we, whatever we could give you, we want
to
help. We had it, but they all died.
Everyone.
All that we Hashem killed them at the Yamsuf, then it became ours.
Oh, we had every intention to return it, is that right?
It says they borrowed it. What is the pshat that Hashem said to borrow? It's like a pella, Chaim Zev. People like miss that one word. Hashem said, and he was going to give it to us later, but he first wants us to borrow. Shlomo, you like the kasha? First of all, it's delicious to learn Torah, like really hear the words. Hashem said we'll leave rich, and all the money was borrowed money.
What?
A pella.
It means borrowed, or
it means to borrow.
Not
ask. Sheila's borrowing.
Is it?
No, they can't.
Sounds
but
to
when
borrow.
I have it, it's mine.
Sheila means to borrow. The Chedushi Arim learns Kipshutai. Yehudi, hear the Chedushi Arim's kasha. Why did Hashem promise us to leave rich? And what was all the money we got? Borrowed money. Why? Now, I want to express that even when you borrow money, you're very rich. If you borrow if you have a credit line of $100 million you could spend, you're a rich man. Because money makes money. So I want to express, you could say they left wealthy because they were able to borrow $100 million. If you borrow $100 million and you could have $100 million, you're quite a rich man. Because money makes money. But it's still strange. Hashem said you'll leave rich and we borrow. Chaim Zev, you ever notice this? So Art Scroll learns like Aryeh. The Lashon and the Psukim and learns like Aryeh that it just means request the money. The Pashtus is, Art Scroll's bothered by this Kasha. Art Scroll says like Aryeh learned that it means they requested money. It doesn't mean they borrowed it. The Pashtus is not like them. The Pashtus is Vayish'alu Ishmeis Riyeh Vishmeis Saklikas, and they should ask means a Lashon She'ela to borrow. And it says here that Vayish'alu Mimitzrayim, they requested. It sounds like yes, Daniel.
A few days ago, when you were saying that like the Bnei Yisrael was getting paid for their work, right? You said that.
The Gemara speaks about such a tzad. The Shailas, the Mitzrayim, then later on said, pay us back. They did owe us billions to counteract because we worked hard. It's a sugya.
When you were talking about that, you were saying that the Mitzrayim paid them.
I just said that even what we borrow, like if somebody owes you millions and you borrow millions, it's a good shail if you borrow, but they happen to owe you that amount. These are good shails. They owe us millions and millions and millions that we worked for nothing. But what I want to express here, I want to share Chedush Arim. I think it's remarkable what he says. Yisrael, you hear us, Kasha? He is, Hashem promised us we'd leave Egypt rich. The first time, how did we get rich? We borrowed money from them. But I thought we're supposed to leave rich. Now, borrowing millions does make you pretty rich, because money makes money. But why didn't he make it ours? Why didn't Hashem make it ours?
Hashem, in other words, the first time, Ari is right. They made a request. I don't think there's an indication there that this was not given. In Pasuk Lamed Vav,
it says, Vayishalu Mimitzrayim.
Vayashilu. They lent them.
Right.
Vayashilu.
Vayashilu. Sounds like it was a loan. Aaron, you hear this, Kasha? They were promised to be rich. The money they got was lent. Why did Hashem have them lend money? He let them own the money.
How is it not owned?
Vayashilu.
Because it was lent by the Mitzvah.
Is a Sheila not? It's
borrowed.
When I have it, it's my balls. Of course, I have to give
it
back.
He has bought. It's not yours. Then you have to give it back.
I
you, if you I borrow
don't
get back a car, money. It's not yours.
I don't need to get back the same money.
So Milva lights on it, no? Yehuda gets Lundish. The Gemara says all over Milva that when you borrow money, this money's yours. You have to return other money. You still. Oh, what Hashem make it so funny that you have to pay it back? Why? Like you're making us rich. It's like a chap here. We're rich and it looks borrowed. And that's how you get rich. Now,
okay,
Yehuda brilliantly says, but when you borrow money, the money's yours. The Gemara says like him. It's called Milva Lights on it, because you're allowed to spend that cash. So this money's mine. I owe other money. See, if I borrow a car, I can't sell it. So when I borrow a car, it's totally the guy who lent it to me. When you borrow money, the money's a shtickle yours because you spend it. Milva lights on it.
Milva means cash?
Yeah. So this young man, Yehuda, says that. So why does Hashem do it like this? This is all like this. Hashem promised us rich. He knows what rich means. Give us the money. Our initial. Now, by the way, later on, it was ours, no string attached.
Like
by Kriyas Yamsuf, we got like much wealthier and it was all just ours. Ah. I knew this would come. I pictured the year like you're to be rich. Then we like lent a lot of money. That's what you meant, I hear. Then later on, I was like, shoo, I knew Hashem meant better. Why do you do that? Like this first step is funny. You'll be very rich leaving Egypt. And we become rich, sort of. You promise somebody's going to become rich. And he's driving every Bentley and fancy car, but it's not his, it's somebody else's. I thought it's good. And when you borrow money, you're in good shape. But that's not the assumption of Achri Ken Yetzu Berchush Gadol. You're going to have a lot of Berchush. And later on, it happens. What's this first step? Fair question of the Chedush Yerim Yisro.
Yeah.
he says something so beautiful. But it needed all the introductions. Yonatan, I want you to hear what the Chiddush Urim said, what the Tzaddik said. It's so cool. He's not saying something cute. Please understand that they studied the Dvar Hashem. The Chiddush Urim like pondered and really cared what's Hashem saying. He wasn't trying to be cute and CD. He wasn't saying, Agishmak of work, like, kurf and sharp. He wasn't trying to be kurtz. He wasn't trying to be sharp. He was trying to connect to the Dvar Hashem. God spoke and big tzaddikim really paid attention. Like they really wanted to absorb Hashem's word. It's a different way of learning Torah. Like they really want to hear, what's Hashem saying to me? So picture the Chiddush Urim. Chiddush Urim learning Torah, and he's saying, what's Hashem saying? You'll be rich. And then we're like rich in this way, and later on it's ours. Have you heard the Chiddush Urim's kasha? Hashem promised he's going to be rich, and how did we initially get rich? Money that was borrowed. The Chayvus Halvavus was written by whom? Thanks for the silence, because we don't know. We're not certain. The assumption is Rabbeinu Bechaya. That's the accepted theory. It's not definitive. The assumption is Rabbeinu Bechaya. This great Svar Dirishan wrote a Musis Sefer that's one of the most studied Musis Svarim in our people. And in this Musis Sefer, Chayvus Halvavus, what duties of the heart. The Chayvus Halvavus writes the introduction to a sefer that people are keeping the external commands, but they're not keeping the internal. We have to be mechazik, the Chayvus Halvavus, the duties of the heart. If I describe this yeshiva in many ways, I would call it Chayvus Halvavus in many ways, because the guys are speaking about the inner world, not just doing things externally and not just doing things performatively, but connecting in an opinion, honest, like my inside, my kishkas, comfortably and presently connecting to Torah mitzvahs. Comes the Chayvus Halvavus, and he says an incredible way that yidn view money. And I want to share this with the chevra, what he says. There's a pasuk that says, Ish es kedoshav la yiyah, a man owns his truma. Kedoshav means his holy stuff. You have to give truma. When you have fruits and vegetables, a person takes off truma. Says the pasuk, you own your truma. Ish es kedoshav, a man is holy stuff. La yiyah, it belongs to him, you own it. Now what does that mean, you own your truma? Who's the kayan here? Hands, who are kayanim here?
Hello.
Hey, what?
Oh, hey, what? So we're going to give truma. Chevra, to anybody here besides truma is when you grow crops, so you have to give to the kohen. Midoraisi, you give anything. Midorabanan, it depends. The more generous should give how much? 1/40. If you're an average giver, 1/50. If you're a little stingy, 1/60. So you give some a certain amount to the kohen. The Torah says you own it. I own the truma. Am I allowed to eat the truma that I grow? Am I allowed to eat it? Chayim misa b'dei shemayim, aser. Don't you dare, because it goes to the kohen. I can't eat it. Could the kohen even give me to eat? No. Only a kohen can eat truma. Could I be nana? Could I sell it to the kohen? Aser daraisa to sell to the kohen. I get zero hana, zero anything from the truma. So why did God say it's mine? What does that mean?
Yours.
What does God mean? It's mine. It's not mine. I can't eat it. Can't bend. Huh? I'm not allowed to eat my food. I'm allowed to eat this. I can't eat. I can't eat.
I got to choose which coin I'm giving it to.
Says Yehuda. Let's say a kaya knocks on my door, Kalish, says, give me that truma. I could say no. It's called in Hebrew, Avi, the words are, I want you to say the words, Avi. Say the word Tovas Hana. Tovas Hana means the right to choose which kohen. Yes, a kohen can't come to my truma and rip it out of my hands. It's the only thing I own. The only thing I own is a kohen can't come to my property and rip out the truma out of my hand. I could tell him, hands off. He says, well, it's not yours. I can't eat it, can't derive any pleasure, but I get Tovas Hana. Tovas Hana is I want to give it to AY. I get to choose AY. no kayin can come and demand it from me. So when Hashem said, Ish es kedoshav, a man's holy stuff, loyer, you own it, what's ownership? You choose who gets it. Now, I have a kasha. God spoke so misleading. You say it's mine? I don't own it. I can't eat it. I can't have pleasure. I get to choose where to put it. So Hashem like tricked me. He said, Truma is yours. Mine? I can't eat it. The answer, the Chayvus Halavos says that a Yid views all bailus. This is how we view money. I say this is very delicate and sensitive because there's something called bailus. But the way we view money and all gifts from Hashem, good looks, good voice, money, all physical things, Hashem put it by me and I have the right to decide where it goes. Hashem gives the world a good voice and puts it by one with the right to decide where he puts his good voice. Hashem gives good looks, put it by one, how you use this, where you give it. Hashem gives social acumen, social ability. He gave it, when he makes one cool, that makes everybody has something from that one, you decide who to say good morning to, who to encourage, who to lift up.
Wow.
That's how we view Bailus. It's crazy. The Chayvus Halavos writes, it's a Rishon. When a Yid has money, it is very sensitive. It's not really yours. I'm not saying that. It's yours. I'm not like saying it's very delicate. So you're saying when a guy works hard and earns that money, it's not his? No, the money is his. You know what his means? That Hashem has money, a lot of money. Ki liya kesef liya zav. Hashem wants to give the world money and he'll put it by one guy to give money to everybody. So what is the guy? What's bailus? I gave it to you because you get to decide where it goes, who it goes to. That's how we view bailus. He says, the Chayvus Halavos writes, imagine somebody hands you $10 million and says, listen, I was once handed a crazy sum of money. The community was going through something and a lot of the Rebbeim in the city didn't have money. Somebody handed me an incredible amount of money, said, give it out to the Rebbeim. Now that money wasn't mine, I'd be a thief to take it. It was given to me to use. The Chayvus Halavos says when somebody's rich, Hashem says, you take what you need to live, and the rest I want you to use. But you get to decide what needs. Crazy. I'm very into people ask in Tzedakah who they should give their money to. I've learned the sugyas. You should do people closest to you. Your relatives, your sister comes before anybody. Your neighbor comes. Also causes that are close to your heart. A guy has a certain money, and he likes a certain thing in Eretz Yisrael. He likes something that's huge, because Hashem gave it to you, and this is close to you. So you give it there because it's close to you. People asked Rav Shlomo Zalman how they should give the money. The guy came to money. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "Did Hashem give me the money, or you the money?" So he gave it to you. You have the Torah Sana. What's close to your heart? So the way a Yid views Bailus, the Chayvus Halavos, this is crazy. The way we view gifts we have is I have the right. Can you imagine a guy has a gift? He has the right to decide where it goes. That's how we view Bailus. That's like a crazy way of viewing Bailus. It's not, I want to say this delicately so nobody, we're not communists. People own things. They mamish on, I'm not making light. See, it's a very dangerous thing you're saying. So there's no ownership. There is. Communists like take away ownership. That's horrible. There's ownership. What's mine is yours and yours is mine is bad, is amaratzus, is bad stuff. We own things. But your ownership that you have, what you own, is the right where it goes. It's Tavis Hana. When Hashem said by Truma, you own it. So it was like, I own it. Come on. I don't really know all your bailus. You own it like you own the other things. It happens to be here. You can't eat it or have pleasure. But the bailus is the regular bailus. You decide where it goes. That's how we perceive bailus. Ish es kedoshav la'yiyah is the right where to put it. That's literally how we see ownership. A Yid has a lot of money. He's like, thank you, Hashem. You're putting it by me to decide where it goes. He should hear Hashem talking to him. You decide which anim. You mamish, I want, and you have it to, for where you put it. It's not yours. It is yours. That's what Bailus is. So says the Chedushi Arim, this is wild. Says the Chedushi Arim, Hashem planned us to give us money, but to train us to how to perceive money, how to relate to money, the money we have, we had to give back. It was lent to us. And of course, later, subsequently, it became ours. But to train us, what bailus? We were just becoming money. We were avadim till now. As a people, we were free, and it was a first relationship to money. It was all put by us as a loan. We got to pay it back. And it was to train us this truth about money. The Chedushi Arim writes, I think, is like brilliant.
How did that train us?
Because the money we had to give back. That's the attitude of all money. So our first time we touched money, it came to us in such a manner as to train us to what the truth is about money we own. It's a pekudin by us. It mamish was a pekudin. The Mitzrayim said, use it, please use it, and then you'll give back. It's meant for you to use. Says the Chedushi Arim, I think it's brilliant, that Hashem was training his people, our people, to a relationship to money that is a pekudin by us. That's the Chedushi Arim. I think it's brilliant. I think it's accurate. I think if somebody understands this, it's a whole different relationship to gifts. I'm not saying this all. I should maybe ask Shlomo Gur to go outside for a minute. If anybody would think the way he relates to having a good voice, and all the gifts, we all have gifts. If we would relate this way, and we should have a pride and a celebration. It's so good to have gifts. The altar of Nevardik was proud, he was good looking and was excited to get money. It's what a gift. What a gift. And Hashem gives us things and we're proud owners of stuff. But the attitude that Hashem gifted this for the world. Now how could I share? When I see a guy's a good basketball player and he doesn't use it to like make people more comfortable, he's so blind to the gift. When a guy is cool, Hashem gifted the community. In yeshiva, I see it that way. When one guy is cool, we all like feel cooler. Because it's like shared. Because it's shared. He says a good morning. He's nicer to others. When one guy has good looks, was a gift Hashem gave to all of us. We're all blessed with his good looks, with his voice, with his Hashem bless, and the attitude of the one who receives it is such a cool way to view it. Pekudin by you. It's an incredible view of gifts of Hashem that Hashem gave me the chance to decide where it goes. And what I own is the right where to put it. Where should I use this? How should I? That's what you own. Ishes kedaysh of la yiyah is not a one-time exception. That's our perception of bailus. You hear why the dangerous Zevi, Chaim Zev, why I gave like the introductions. Because I'm not here like machin gavek, money, so nobody own. I'm not here for that. Money's chashuv. And it's a big thing, huge thing.
If I have it, then I would feel pressure.
Chaim Zev says it can become like a heavy pressure. It's true. There's a truth to that. But the truth has. By the way, he's right. Anybody understands people gets rich the way we understand it. Especially, it's a heavy pressure. But every gift is pressure. It's opportunity. Yeah, we're here for it's opportunity. We all have to become. It's almost like whoa, Hashem. Anybody who has any gift of everything, of good looks, of social, so what I'm supposed to use it for people? Oh my goodness, yeah. There's responsibility, but I think deeper is opportunity. Since I don't mean like so, I'm not saying it as a way so I get punished for not using it. It's a tremendous gift. It's the deepest gift in the world. Could you imagine Hashem wanted to give the world money and he trusted me to hand the world, to hand it and to decide who gets it. He wanted to give the world chizuk, so he gives me this and I get the opportunities to hand it out. Could there be some pressure in this? I don't think that's the overriding. The overriding is a deep joy that I was trusted for this.
So what's the kind of, why would they only
bump?
Could we say?
So the Chedushi is explaining that the money came to us in an oifen that would always train us how we should view money by us. That's bailus by us. So I, the this start the of our relation, the
money?
First time you're getting money, here, use it. It was mamish given in such an oifen. Use it, please. Where do you want to put it? And then pay back. That sense that it's a pekudin by you, it was a pekudin by us. It's an attitude towards money. It's like, to me, he's probably right, the Chdushirim. The attitude towards money, the sense, the understanding that there's like an accounting. Somebody's putting it by me, allowing me to use it for something, but it belongs to a bailim. That's our attitude always on money. Remarkably, that's our attitude on money. So the Chdushirim figured out, Hashem wanted us to have that attitude to money. I think it's remarkable. I think he's right. Somebody could argue. He's a tzaddik, literally just studying Torah. Nothing. He's not trying to say stark and cute. That's not what he's doing. He was studying what happened to us. This was this tzaddik like saw that Hashem was training us. I think it's pretty cool, Avram.
Rabbi, I'm having a very hard time finding the balance. Like on one hand, I'm like, okay, the money's mine. Like, I can do whatever I want, but then I own it. To me, which I like, that's the side that I'm more into. On the other side, I have like this weird, like to me, it almost sounds like we're in debt to Hashem. Like Hashem gives us this money, and like we almost like have to do like what we want because He wants us to do what we want. But like, meaning, really, it's my money. But we're saying it's
this is where we view bailus. I don't want.
Yes.
The Chayvus Halvavus writes that a Yid views bailus in such an eifin. Views bailus, the opportunity, you have the usage of this thing. It's a very beautiful view of bailus. It doesn't, to me, Daniel, doesn't like takeaways. It wasn't really mine, it's really yours. Your mamish could choose where it goes, mamish. Your mamish could choose where it goes and put it in proper places. And you have that forever, by the way. Where you put it's yours forever, because you own that. Where you ishes kedosh of la yia, that which you give away you have forever. Where you put it, that bailus remains. You cheered somebody up, your good looks. The Alta Nevardik's still good looking, and he like mamish put it in eternal places, and we could do that. Isn't that interesting way of viewing gifts? It always frustrates me when somebody doesn't like absorb gifts in that way, that the gift was handed. What a chance, what an opportunity. That's the way we view receiving gifts from Hashem.
When Hashem gives us the money, we're not looking at it like I'm giving it back, the money back to him, but when the Mitzvah gives us the money, it's as if we're giving it back to them. So when we try to learn from this story is that we get to choose where to put it in, right?
The Shurim wanted us, says that Hashem wanted us to understand that money we have is a pekudin by us, the right of usage, which is exactly the first money we ever owned, was the right of usage, not bailus in the sense of it's just by me. There's a sense of that I have the right where to put it. That's exactly the first money that we owned.
But we have the same exact thing with Hashem, just we're not giving
the money
back.
There's tons to say about Shlomo, tons. I don't want to interrupt you. I want to say when a Yid comes back from a mitzvah, people like stand up for the Yid. I want to express a lot of people went a lot of places. Shlomo went on a trip, father and son trip. Was how long ago? That was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
A week ago. He went on a trip with his holy tata who learned in this yeshiva 25 years ago, Chaim Zev.
I thought he had a kid.
His father, he went with his father on a trip together with the tata. I spoke about, this is a day we're speaking about brothers, about Yonatan and Yedidya. I love that Shlomo went on a trip, father and son, that he brought his, the father brought the son skiing, the son went skiing. How was the father-son ski trip? So cool. Welcome on. You've got good color. Famous. Skiing is weird. You could go. It could be the guys who went skiing in yeshiva chevra. Rev Shimi, if you see guys in yeshiva with good color, don't assume they went to Florida. It was like 30 degrees. The guys with good colors went skiing. He has good color. The skiing, even if it's frigid, it bounces off the snow. You went skiing, right? Not, you didn't, no Florida, no. There was somebody else. I said, you got such good color. He told me he went skiing also, off the snow. I heard that.
Was it actually?
I heard that was there were days like
that. Every single time Morty goes skiing, he always knows that.
Morty Mart Chasamovich? Is that true, Martha?
Yes.
Did you go skiing this past week? Did you go skiing the past week? You didn't go with the Vermont Chever? New Hampshire? You just there Shabbos, you didn't go skiing.
Yeah,
I'm not saying now, I'm saying in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was Utah,
right,
Shlomo? Yeah. What? Utah and?
Beautiful.
Let's, Shlomo, this is weird. Shleim and Shleim, Rev Shimi's here. We should serve some kibbud. Shleim, let's do one brother, Lekavod Rev Shimi. Come, come, Shleim. Come, Shleim. Right off. You like the Shia Rims? He says he wants.
You have been listening to a Shia from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon Shia on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each Shia, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.